The United Nations Refugee Agency has asked Australia to prove it's not breaching the Refugee Convention with its policy of turning back asylum seeker boats. Speaking in Jakarta, the UNHCR's regional representative says the Australian government hasn't responded to the UN's concerns about the policies. The request for information was made in January. James Lynch says people from seven boats that have been returned to Indonesia recently told the UN agency that they made it to Australian land or at least territorial waters. He says if that's the case, Australia's responsibility is to allow them to be processed as asylum seekers. Indonesia correspondent George Roberts reports from Jakarta.
The two-day meeting about protecting asylum seekers at sea attracted delegates from 13 countries, including Australia, and was co-hosted by Indonesia and the United Nations Refugee Agency. The UNHCR's regional representative is James Lynch.
We have in Syria 6 million either internally displaced or refugees, and they have found themselves in their neighboring countries. And a country like Iraq, which has its own internal problems, has been able to accept 250,000 Syrian refugees.
He says the thousands of asylum seekers that had been arriving in Australia until late last year is not insignificant.
But I think when you sit and listen to what countries in the region like Iraq are dealing with, or Jordan or Lebanon, it's hard to see it as a crisis.
Mr. Lynch says he understands Australia wants to stop smuggling networks and prevent deaths at sea.
But at the same time, there are obligations as a signatory to the 1951 Convention and the 67 Protocol, which say if you intercept in your territorial waters, you should allow those in need of protection to have access to the asylum system.
Do you mean that Australia is not living up to its obligations under the Convention then?
Well, that's what we've heard from the seven boats that have been turned back. People on the boats have said to us that they were in either landed or were in Australian territorial waters. We have written to the Australian government expressing our concern and would like to hear from them their side of the story. We don't have evidence on the other side. We only have the accounts that we've heard from people who were on the boat that said that they were in Australia territorial waters.
The Immigration Minister Scott Morrison's office hasn't responded to questions about whether a boat reached Australian territory in January, and if so, when he was made aware of it. The UNHCR's James Lynch again.
Well, I would think that if you have lived up to your obligations and stand prepared to honour those obligations, you would want to do an investigation to show that you are not in violation. And I think it's more of that on that line, that they would want to show that they have not in any way violated their obligations under the Convention.
The official summary issued by the co-chairs of this week's meeting showed that it was recommended, among other things, that countries ensure the full promotion and protection of the rights of rescued or intercepted persons at sea and upon disembarkation in accordance with relevant international obligations. Indonesia's Director General of Multilateral Affairs, Hassan Klabe, says Australia's policies weren't discussed at the workshop as it was focused on protecting so-called irregular migrants at sea. This is George Roberts in Jakarta reporting for AM.
And a spokeswoman for the Immigration Minister, Scott Morrison, says the government will continue to use the same border protection policies because they're clearly working. She says there have been no successful people smuggling ventures to Australia in 4 months, and the government's strong stand is benefiting the region.